mincho b'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you mistake, you didn't make mincho. Is mispalo b'leil Shabbos shtayim. He had a lot he could make up for it, and by Marav, daven tu shmon esrei. The chiddush is even though at Marav now you daven shmon esrei. So Shabbos, so what? You make it up, you daven an extra tefillah, that's misak and the tefillah that you missed by mincho. Hu adin, toyev lo yispalo mincho b'Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, you missed by mincho, you didn't daven mincho, you overslept. Is mispalo b'moitsoi Shabbos shtayim shalchoyim. Here comes Marav, he's supposed to daven two shmon esreis, and shit to be about, now it's moitsoi Shabbos itzchoyim. Both shmon esreis have to be shalchoyim. Now, mavdil b'rishoyim. Always the klal is, when you have a tashlum, you want to daven two, the first one is for the choyim, but the first one has to be now for Marav, and the second tefillah is for the tashlum. So about the first one is for the choyim, now moitsoi Shabbos, you're supposed to say havdolah in davening. So in the first one you have to be mavdil. Mavdil b'rishoyni. He's supposed to say havdolah in the first shmon esrei. V'yena mavdil b'shniya. Then the second shmon esrei, since it's only a tashlumin for mincha on Shabbos, that has no din to say havdolah. You don't have to say havdolah in the second shmon esrei. So Rashi, mavdil b'rishoyna. Pam rishoyna mispala b'shvil tefila shel achshav. That's the yisoid. Every tashlumin, the first one is shel choyva achshav. Lefikach oima bo havdolah b'chen nadoas. The Ashniya he bishvil tashlumei tefilas Shabbos. Ain't a mavdubo. Since the second tefilah tashlum now is to make up for a tefilah of Shabbos, you don't have to say shemot. You don't have to say havdolah in that. So the more chiddush now, v'yimhivdul b'shniya. You made a mistake. Not a mistake, deliberately. You only made havdolah in the second shemot esrei. For loy hivdul b'rishoina. But when you said your first shemot esrei, you did not say havdolah. So by doing this, you're more or less showing the first one you didn't say havdolah. Why? Because you want your first one to be like a tashlumim for the mincha you missed on Shabbos. And the second one you're saying havdolah, you want that to be yichoy. So you're saying the first one is for tashlumim, and the second one is for my choyv, then you're not yoy to the first one esrei. You're not allowed to daven the tashlumim first. It has to, but have to be the choyv has to come first, the marah first, then the tashlumim. So locher is, shniya also loy. The second Shmon Esrei Yedavon L'Shem Choyv Yisrael Havdolah, that's a good Shmon Esrei for Marav right now. But Rishayna Lo Yosalei, the first Shmon Esrei, since you did not say Havdolah in it, is Mashma, you're making that to be for the Tashlum of Mincha, so since you didn't daven the Choyv, there's not a Zman to say Tfilas Tashlumim, you're not Yates at all. It's like you didn't daven. So all you have is the second Shmon Esrei, that's the Choyv, and now you have to daven a second time to make up Tashlumim for Mincha. So tomorrow, what? Just to say that's real. No, when you daven, you have to daven the choyva first, and then the tashlumim. So tomorrow, the chiva and the layavda the kamaisa, since you did not say havdolah the first tefillah, is commanded like solely dummy. Dummy, as if you didn't daven that one, the shame choyva. Mainly you're not yoitza. But agav will be medai, that the havamina right now is, since you didn't say havdolah the first shemun esrei, you're not yoitza marit. If you want to be medayik now, mashmur, somebody davens marav amitzoy Shabbos, and he leaves out havdolah, he's not yoytze the choyv, he's not yoytze davening marav. That's going to be the most kashya, so we know not like that. For the Gemara, command the loyt solidom, you madrinim lay. For who it's a deek for me, that since the first one, you didn't say havdolah, so you're blab like a daven marav without havdolah, you're not yoytze marav, you'd have to daven marav over again. For the Gemara minu, that's the halacha, not that way. He didn't say Mashav Ruach Amor Nagoshim. Or else the Shayla Bebrichas Hashonim. He didn't say the same Talmud Motor is Machzir Noisa. If you miss these things, then you have to daven Shmon Esrei over again. Vashenki, when it comes to Mitzoy Shabbos by Marav, Havdolah Bochenin Hados, if somebody daven Marav when he left out Havdolah, he didn't say Atochen Antonu, is Ein Machzir Noisa. You don't have to daven Marav over again. Why? Because there's a tekona to make havdolah later on the kais, so you could be yitzah saying havdolah on the kais. You don't have to daven shmon esrei over again. So not the gemara kasha, but the gemara by kasha. About you see here, if you daven shmarav without saying havdolah, you are yitzah marav. You don't have to daven over again. So why in our case when you have to say two tefillahs, where you said the first one without havdolah and the second one with havdolah, we say since the first one was without havdolah, you're not yoytza the shmon esrei from Aaron. Only the second one blied the shmon esrei from Aaron. And you have to daven the third shmon esrei. about the loch riz, even without havdalah yoytzer shemin esrei, the first one should be l'shem marv. Try the Gemara by kasha. Usually the klal is when the Gemara says the kasha, not a tiyufta, kasha just means like, let's stand still. Right? There is a teretz for it, just we're not going to go into teretz right now. Tiyufta means it's up your slug and there's no terutzim. So the Shainim, the place the Rosh Oifinot says, the Pasha the Teres Nechura. The Teres says that if you just daven Shemun Esrei Moitzoi Shabbos and you left out Atochen Antonu, so Yetzu the Shemun Esrei. But here we're talking about when a person has to daven two Shemun Esreis, one for Chayv and one for Tashlumim. Now what he did was the first one he didn't say Havdalah and the second one he did say Havdalah. So here, since he said Havdalah the second one, he's like telling us Klo, what was his Kavon of Meshat daven the first one? He meant it only for Tashlumim. That's why he didn't say Havdalah. For Raya, the second one, he did say Havdalah. So he's like telling us, Klo, the first one was only for Tashlumim, and the second was for the Chayv of Marav. So that you can't be Yetzer the first Shemun Esrei then. That's Halacha. The Chayv has to come first, and the second tefillah could be for the Tashlumim, what you missed throughout the day. But you're not allowed to daven the Tashlumim first. So that's why he's not Yetzer. He's by not saying Havdalah, the first Shemun Esrei, you're like telling us, what are you davening now for? For the Tashlumim of Mincha. Not as Mat Dav Mincha now. Now as Mat Dav Marav. Marav has to come first. So it's only here we say not Yoytzen. But a regular Shemon Esrei by Marav, if you skip Atochen Antonu, Avad Yoytzen, you have to be Choyzen. Itma, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omar, Tfilois Ovois Tikna. Yisoid of Davening Shachris Mincha Marav is from the Yovis. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi Omar, Tfilois Kineget Timidim Tikna. No, the Anshek Nesak Derlo is Masakne Kineget the Kabonis. Rishonim say there's no stira, both were misakin it. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were misakin mitchil dinyan to daven three times a day. That's how we know we're supposed to daven three times a day. Now later, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they were misakin the Nusach HaTfilah. They put down the Yud Ches Brochus. And by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there wasn't the Nusach HaDaven. The Rambam says, whoever wants to daven to Hashem, any Nusach you want, any Tfilah you have is good. Now later, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was misakin the Brochus Yud Ches. They made it nochatakona kineged the temidim, kineged the kabonis. See, really both are ends. So the more yes, Tanya kavosed Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, that was kineged the obvious, he was only kineged the obvious. But Tanya kavosed Reb Shua ben Levi, that was also kineged temidim, kineged the kabonis. More Tanya kavosed Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina. Avraham tiken tefillah shachris. Avraham was the first one to daven tefillah shachris. Minatakona, like for Klal Yisrael, everybody should say shachris. Shenemar. He got up early in the morning, the Tzuraya Shachris is in the morning, he stood there. Amid always means davening. Pinchas stood up and he davened. You see, Amid goes on tefillah. Shurashi, always tiknum the Drashi, Kinektoni the Bryce Lekame, the Bryce will soon say, Kineget Kamidim tiknum Drashi and Sheikh Nesakadurma. There's no machlokes really. He just holds that the answer to Knesset HaGedolah was mistaken the Loshen or the Yud Ches Brochus, and now mistaken Kineged to meet him, Kineged the Kabonis. Yitzchak Tiken Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak was mistaken Tfilas Mincha. Shenema Vayetze Yitzchak Nesuach Basoda, lift my serif. He went out to talk in the field. Vayain Tzicha Ela Tfilas. Tzicha here means Loshen Tfili Davin. Shenema Tfilu Laoni Kietav, Vavli Hashem Yishpach Tzichai. You see, Loshen Tzicha goes on Tfilah, Zero Se Yitzchak went out to talk, means to daven Mincha. Yaakov Tzicha and Tfilas Arvis, Shenema Vayitzka Bamokim, he met the place by Yolen Shom. V'yein Pigiya Ela Tfilah. Pigiya always means Loshen Tfilah davening. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'yato Al Tispalel, V'yadom Azer, V'yatisa V'adam, Rino Tfilah. V'yatifka V'y, Mashma Tifka V'y goes on Loshen Tfilah. He's don't daven right now. See, Loshen Vayivka means Loshen Tfila. So, more Batanya Kavosu of Yeshua Belevi, we bring a Raya of Yeshua Belevi, that they were Masakin, Anshek Nesad, that was Masakin, the Kineged Kabons. Nifneima, Oma, Omru, Tfila, Sashach, Rat Katsois. Like, there's no Spira. Vada Avram was Masakin Shachris. But now, when Anshek Nesad was Masakin it, they gave the Zaman till how long he could have him. Only until Katsois, or else according to Yuda, Abdallah choice. So now, we're saying a Tam. If Neymar Omru Tfilas Shachar at Chatzos, why does our Mishnah say only to Chatzos? Shirei Tomid Shoshacha Korav Oilach at Chatzos. That's the Tanakam holds that you're allowed to bring the Tomid Shoshacha until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Leina Adar Bar Shoyis, though only the first 4 hours of the day, you could daven Shachris. Why? Sharei Tomid, Shel Shachar, Korav Hoylech Ad Arba Shoyis. And this is the Machlokes in Hilkos Kabonis, till how long was Kriyas allowed to bring the Tomid Shel Shachar? If you know they can only bring it the first 4 hours, that's called Boiker. Boiker only means the first 4 hours. The Chumash say no, Boiker means till Chatzos is called Boiker. But according to see clear that Shachris is Mesukin Kineged Tomid Shel Shachar. Rashi connected to midim tiknun. Yet the Yehuda svirlei shein tomid shal shachar korav ela ad arba shoyis. As even as man based the midish, the tomid shal shachar was only brought till arba shoyis. Right, the bright says, "Umos neima omru tefilas amincha ad erev." How come tefilas amincha till the night? Or Ben Yehuda says, "Right from this gemara, it means only till shkia tachama." You could have a mincha. Sherei tomid shal ben habayim korav ohelech ad erev. That the Tomit Shabbayim was brought until Erev. This is Rabbeinu Yehuda's Rayan. That the Kovit Shabbayim Abayim, the Zrikas Adam, Dam, the Gemara's Vachim says, Klaw, becomes possible by Shkia Tacham. So if you say that Minchas connected the Tomit Shabbayim Abayim, they could make the Zrikas Adam after Shkia Tacham. No, that's his sheet that you have to have a Mincha before Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer Ad Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, Mincha can only daven until Plag HaMincha. That's an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia Tachama. Why? That's Yishita Sherei Tomet Shorben Habayim Korav Oilach Ad Plag HaMincha. That's how long you bring the Tomet Shorben Habayim. See, we know with your eyes what you can bring it until the night time, but that was the minik. The minik then was to bring it Ad Plag HaMincha, and never to make it later than then. That was the minik with the Rabbonim. So Mel, when they were Mastakins, Filos Mincha, it was also only until Plag HaMincha. How come Marv Gedavon the whole night? They didn't bring any special korban at night. The locha was all the Yevorim and the Pedorim is the meat that's supposed to be burnt from the korban. Shoyim could be burnt throughout the whole night. Shorei Yevorim, that means the Yevorim, the pieces of meat of the korban oilah, that you burnt all the meat. Ufedorim, the fast of all the korbanos. So in this after the berif that wasn't burnt up by the fire when it came to Yisachamram, Kraven Mochum Kolalaila. Halacha is you let a burner down the mizbech the whole night. It doesn't come Sulina till the next morning. So that's why Marv is the whole night time. Trashi Evorim Shalolos. The pieces of meat of the Korban Oloh, there you even burnt the meat. Ufedorin Shal Shar Kabonis. Means the fat, the chelov of Shar Kabonis. That's the Imurim that's burnt on the mizbech. Shenizrak domem kodim shkia tacham a klof from Rashi. The halacha of the korban is always the zrikas adam has to be before shkia tacham. So when the says the tomet shor by nabayim was always brought before shkia. So that these shittis we shayin mit yatad av minchi before shkia. Shkia tacham kraven kol halaylo but a shenken burning the fat you could burn the whole night. O kened dom tiknot filus arvis. Kened the burning of the fat and the korban the pedor. The Ivorim was Tfilas Arvis. Right, the Mufnei Ma Omru Shel Musaf and Kol Ayoyim. Why do we pass Kin Yidavim Musaf the whole day until Shkia Tachama? Shurei Korvin Shel Musaf and Korv Kol Ayoyim. That's Tanakh Mishita. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can bring the Musaf the whole day. Have you the way Ma'at Sheva Shoyis only the first 7 hours of the day? Shurei Korvin Musaf Korv Olachat Sheva Shoyis. So you see, Claude, the side of Tfilas is connected Kabonis. Right, what's called Mincha Gdeilo? That means the Zman when you can first start davening Mincha, and that's the Zman when Korban Shobein Abayim, the earliest Zman you could bring it, Mishay Shoy Sumachza. It's from 12 and a half, from half an hour after Chatzos. Mishay Shoy Sumachza, 68 hours. Usually means 12:30. Ulamala. V'yezelhi Mincha Katana. What's called Mincha Katana? Which just means this was the Zman when Metchil used to bring the Tomet Shobein Abayim. That's Mitei Shoy Shomachza. From 9 and a half hours, none. The man in Shoyas will be around 3:30. Trashi Mincha Gedoylo, Imbo Lahatim, if you wanted to bring the Tomet Shobein Abayim early, Lahatim Tomet Shobein Abayim, Eine Yocho Lahatimoy, Koydim Shei Shoy Shomachza. You can't bring the Tomet earlier than 6 and a half hours. Why? The Bein Habayim Ksid. The Pasuk says, bring the Tomet Bein Habayim, between the two Erevs. Now, Mechinotot Slolei Erev, that means when the sun already starts coming towards Marv, sorry, starts coming, returning back home. Mishachama Noit Lamarv, when the sun starts turning back to Marv, to west. Dahainu Mishay Shoyach Tumachze, Ulamala. Yom Amar, Chatzi Sheish, that means 11 and a half hours, Vachatzi Sheva till 12 and a half hours, till 12 until 12:30, Chama Medes Beresh Kolodim. Then the sun is mamish right on top of you. V'yem Tzurikiyah. But right after the 6 and a half hour of the day, that's when the sun already starts turning towards Mara and starts going back home. So that's called Bein Habayim. In between when the sun is turning back home and gets home. That's when you got to bring the Tomit Shabbat Bein Habayim. So that's the Zman of Mincha Gedolah when you can start davening Mincha. Mincha Ketana, the Trashi Zman, Tomit Shabbat Bein Habayim. This was the Zman when the Beis HaMikdash used to actually bring the Tomit Shabbat Bein Habayim, B'chol Yoyim. Miteisha Shoy Sumachta, from 9 and a half hours of the day at 3:30. Ulamala Gridnan, but Gridnan become Nishchat. Nishchat Bishmoyno Machta used to make the Shchito 8 and a half hours of the day. The Korbum, where they mock, when they bring the Hakrobo, the Zrik of Adam, Miteisha Umachta, 9 and a half hours. Hosta the first time, there explains why they waited an hour in between. Right? So that's Mincha Gedela, Mincha Katan. Teisha Sumachta, Ulamala. Iboilahu, Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kama koma, or plag mincha achreina koma. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like half of the zman ha-mincha. Does it mean from plag mincha kama, means from mincha gedola? It means start counting from like 12:30, from 6 and a half hours until the night time, which is 5 and a half hours. Take these 5 and a half hours and divide it in half. You get like 2 and 3 quarters of an hour. So 2 or 3 quarters of an hour after 12:30, that's the end of Zman Mincha. Oy no plag Mincha Chreinikom, and that's where we hold. It means you take from the Mincha Kitana, that means from 9 and a half hours until 12 o'clock, which is 2 and a half hours, and divide that in half, which is 1 hour and 15 minutes. So that's how you get plag HaMincha is 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. As you take Mincha Ketana, which is 9 and a half hours, until Laila, which is 12 o'clock, so you have 2 and a half hours, divided in half, after you get Plag HaMincha. So now in the Sufi, does Plag HaMincha mean for Mincha Gedola divided by half, or for Mincha Ketana divided by half? Toshima, Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Plag HaMincha Achroina Omru, Plag HaMincha, he says, how long you have Mincha, to Plag HaMincha of the second man. Vehi, what is that? Yudalev Shoyis Chosar Revi. That's like 11 hours, that means 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia Sachama. That's the Zman of Plag HaMincha. Also, since Nageya, that's the earliest time that you could have a Marav on Erev Shabbos. You want to make Kabbalah Shabbos early, you'll have to make it 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. That's called Plag HaMincha, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, up until then you could have a Mincha, and from then on you could have a Marav. Trashi Plag Mincha Achroino, Cholok is Dei Shoye Sumachza. His Mincha Katana starts at 9 and a half. So you have 2 and a half hours left till 12. So take these 2 and a half hours on the Sorum Beyoin. Vetimsa Plag Achroincha Mincha. Divide that in half, that's called Plag HaMincha. That means Myud Aleph Shoyes Chos Revi Yulamala. From 11 hours less 15 minutes. That means 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shvia. So these are the brises. So the kids were bringing a whole list of brises here that Tfilah was Masakin Keneged Karbonus. That's why you have this man, Plag HaMincha, and Shacharis, all Zmanim when the Tumah was brought. So the Gemara of Kurun Neymah, they have a Tuf to be Abyesi Reb Chanina, to be a Tuf on him that he said Karbonus was Keneged the others. Or Malach Abyesi Reb Chanina, Avada, the Pshat was Ovis was Masakin, Tfilos. They were the first one to Masakin. It's such an inyan of davening. For Jos, the Yasam Chinu Rabbonin Akabonis, with Rabbonin the main asmata that the Zmanim with Tfilo should be connected to the Kabonis. And I'll bring you proof of this. Dilo temochi, we're not going to serve this. Dilo temochi. Tfilas musav of Yosef Lechanino, man tikne, how do you have tfilas musav? There's no office connected tikness, connected musav. Ella, what do you have to answer? Tfilas ava tiknum, true. The first one to mistaken that tfilah was the obvious. But vasam chunu rabbonon akabonis, rabbonon mein asmatum, rabbonon desmanim, hatolu in the kabonis, and therefore the rabbonon will meisiv at tfilas musav
on the Yom Tov, on days that they brought the Korban Musaf.
Rashi, Hilotei Mohochi, to Moit the Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Chanina, the Rabbon and Asam Chino HaKabonis, Viz Dat Maskim, so she said to speak in Ege Kabonis, Tvila Samusofen, Man Tikno, El HaKochach Rabbon and Asam Chino HaKabonis, Rabbona made this a smach the knege the kabonis. Vichi aino b'musofin v'loit motzu tfilo kinegdo om duhem v'tiknu. When it came that there's an Indian to bring a korban musaf on Shabbos, knege this korban. That's where we hold. Right. We have Yehuda Oymen now at Abra Shois. And that's where we hold that Shachris Shigadav in the first 4 hours of the day. He boilu at v'yadichlau. He says until the fourth hour. Does it mean including the fourth hour also? I do ma'ad v'lo yadichlau. No, only up until the fourth hour, the first 3 hours of the day. For as soon as it comes to the beginning of the fourth hour, okay. And they're both saying the same shita. Mincha, of course, Reb Yehuda is ad plaga mincha, means including the last half, which means until shkia. And Rabbanim also say kedav mincha until shkia techamah. So where's the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Rabbanim then? So Drashi Haina Rabbanim. So Kesakot Adas Reb Yehuda plag achron shel mincha achronikama. That we says ad plaga mincha means until the last half of mincha. Which we said now, plaga mincha means we're taking mincha katana, starts at 9:30 until 12 o'clock, the 2.5 hours, divided in half. You have an hour and 15 minutes this side, an hour and 15 minutes this side. So Yehuda says you could have it up until the last hour and 15 minutes. So if you say when he says up until then, means including that man, so he means to say that you could have mincha mamash until shkia. So the Zayda Chlamas, the same sheet as the Rabbanan. Where's the machlekes? Elamai, what do you have to say? Ad, v'lo yad b'chlal.